We're going to take a moment to go to the Lord in prayer. And we are obviously thankful, Adam, for what the Lord is doing in your life. We'll continue to pray for that. Thankful for Lily there in the back. Thankful to have her here today. And we'll also offer requests for a number of things. So let's take a moment now, and we will go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father in heaven, you are the giver of all good things. We thank you for your mercies that are new every morning, your steadfast love that never ceases. We thank you for each day that you give us, for each day is a gift from you. You don't promise us tomorrow, but you give us today, and we have this opportunity today to thank you. So, Lord, we do thank you. Lord, we thank you for the Lord Jesus who came to save us from our sins. We thank you for the body of Christ where we can be here together with in this little manifestation of it here in Demopolis. We thank you for one another. Lord, we thank you for your work in Adam's life and pray your continued work through these treatments, and pray that you, the great physician, would continue to place your healing hand upon him and give him strength day by day as he continues these treatments. And we just offer you praise for the work you've already done just in this past week. Lord, we do thank you as we already have, and we thank you again for Lily and her birth, and pray that you would continue to just bless her. We pray you for all the young people in this church, whatever their age. We pray for the elders. And I don't mean that officially. I mean the elder people in this church and for this experience and wisdom you've given them. Lord, we thank you, whatever our age, that we are here together and we can worship you. And we pray that our worship would be in spirit and in truth. Lord, we pray that even as we just sang in that song, you would give us the courage to take forth the good news of Jesus wherever we go. To be willing to turn to those out in public and tell why we have the hope that is within us. Lord, we pray for the gospel, the spread of the gospel, that it would go forth through faithful pulpits, through missionaries like those that we are able to support both financially and also prayerfully. Lord, I thank you for Doug McNutt and for the ministry that he oversees of teaching, training ministers on the continent of Africa and those various places. Thank you for your work there. Thank you for faithful believers there in various countries in Africa who stand firm, whom almost make those in our country blush at their faithfulness to you and standing firm against the tides of the culture that would seek to change them, and yet they stand firm. Lord, thank you. Lord, we ask that you would have mercy on our country, that you would protect us from those who are determined to celebrate the ending of life in the womb. Lord, you knit us together in our mother's womb. Have mercy on us. Let us not hear the lie that, oh, that's just, come on, Christians, can y'all just be quiet about this abortion stuff? There's other issues. Sure, there's other issues, but Lord, have mercy on us. Let us stand firm for life. Life in the womb and life throughout the days you give us, and then life at the end of life. Help us stand firm and not be swayed by the constant voices that would, led by Satan, that would have us give in to the winds of this world and its sway. Lord, I pray for our officers here in this church, our elders and deacons. You would help them to stand firm upon your word, or continue to write your word upon their heart. Lord, thank you for the ladies in our church and the ministry that you have given us through them. Help them stand firm in a culture again that would have them turn away from you and follow after other wants and pleasures. Lord, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for your word. In your word, you tell us, be holy, for I am holy. Lord, make us more like Jesus. Forgive us, as we've already prayed, of our sins. Cleanse us of unrighteousness. You've prepared us for good works from the before eternity, from eternity past, before the creation. You've prepared us for good works. We pray now we would walk in them according to your will. Lord, we thank you that we can return tithes and make offerings to you, and we commit these to you. And Lord, we thank you that because you've given us prayers like the Lord's Prayer, we can actually all pray a prayer together. And so we do so now, praying together as Jesus taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Well, let's continue our worship through the giving of tithes and offerings.